Casey Gellick is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gisela.
Yeah, please have a seat. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Yeah, Hamala, me, prayer, Hamala.
Start with the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra three times. Yata mune mune maha mune soha yata mune mune maha mune soha yata mune mune maha mune soha. Now the medicine Buddha.
Oh, let's go, Hamala. Maybe 1 second. Sorry. So here, meditation Buddha practice, this is the kind of practice. It's not just reciting mantra. So, do you think there's core relationship between physical difficulty and mind? I'm not a doctor, so not qualified to talk about medicines here. quite interesting, like according to medicine Buddha practice, and not just medicine Buddha practice, according to Buddha's teachings. Ne literally means disease. Ne literally means disease. It's quite interesting that you call, according to Buddha's teaching, you call anger as a disease. You call attachment as a disease. You call ignorance is not knowing the fact, not knowing the truth is a disease. It's very interesting that how they label this, sometimes called three poisons, sometimes called poisons. You know, so that's very interesting, like, according to the medicine Buddha practice and Buddha's teachings, clearly that we should not consume poison. If we consume poison, it's not going to be good for our body and mind. There's three poisons are like anger, attachment, and ignorance. A lot of the problem that, you know, like we see within ourselves and within the family, within the community, within the society, within the country, pretty much produced by those three, you know, the disease. What do you think? Isn't it interesting that it's called disease? quite interesting toxin, or sometimes called three poisons. Somehow, all the physical difficulties produce a relief to this three type of root disease, or three types of poisons related to that. So medicine Buddha practice is also helps us to subdue or reduce or eliminate those three diseases, and together with the physical problems or the mental difficulty, physical difficulties. Yeah. Children, are you translating? thank you very much, Ninja. This is for the people from Patagonia. Oh yeah. I think even just having knowledge that these three things considered as a poison or considered as a disease. So when you have disease, then you consider yourself not healthy, but there's some disease there. Very interesting. Toxin-ne cells, toxin-ne. So now the question is like, do we see these three things as a disease? Do we see these three things as a disease or not? Generally speaking, so when we discover that we are not well, so what we do, we go to the doctor to diagnose maybe there's something wrong that is beyond my knowledge. So then doctor prescribes prescriptions. So then we follow advice that's given by doctors. So, and the nurse that help us how to take the medications, things like that. So then combination of the medicines, the doctors, the nurses. So then that kind of, able to heal the disease. Similar here, in Buddhism, that you see Buddha as like physicians. You try to see the Buddha as like physicians. Oh, so then the teaching itself is like the medicine. You know? So then all the people, Dharma friends, so friends that you discuss about the spiritualities, spiritual practice. So then, there's like more like Sangha. So anyway, I'm just, explaining to you. It's quite interesting. It's called disease. It's called poison. It's called disease. So then make sure that every single day, make sure that we don't consume those poisons. Then life is not going to be healthy. So we need to try as much as possible. Even though we don't become perfect, so we can still try. We can still try not to clinging so tightly on comfort that we enjoy. Of course, enjoy as much as possible, but at the same time, we have to remember that things will change. That's just the nature. There's nothing we can do. Things change. It's the nature. Things change based on cause and conditions. it becomes, it appears so beautiful based on cause and conditions. It will disintegrate based on cause and conditions. Very cause that produced will disintegrate. The very thing that produced by a very cause, that very cause disintegrate. That it doesn't have to be weighed on some external force to be disintegrated. No. Very cause that produced So this knowledge are very necessary to in order to shape our life, day to day life. It's very important. Not just important, it's necessary to be aware. Not just to know, to be aware of knowledge, to be aware of knowledge. So not just see, to be aware of seeing, not just see. Seeing things doesn't guarantee that mindfulness is there. Seeing things doesn't guarantee that you are paying, or seeing doesn't mean paying attention. There's two different things. Paying attention, seeing. Seeing doesn't mean you always pay attention. So being aware, then you are now giving some kind of attention, that you are aware of seeing, you are aware of knowing, you are aware of change.
La veo, pero no la puedo escuchar.
It is there. Is it Metra mother talking? Father from Patagonia. So it's quite important, not to, whether it's good things, whether it's like negative things, make sure doesn't cling so tightly. So then it's not, then you become tight. You become tight. Unfortunately, mentally you become tight. So then that probably causes all kinds of stress. How to enjoy with flexibilities or with balance? Two ways to say flexibility or balance. To balance. So here the medicine Buddha practice, the reason I'm talking here, the medicine Buddha practice. It is possible, all my friend here, if you can visualize medicine Buddha on your crown, or some like form of energy, light or dark blue. If you are having difficulties imagining medicine Buddha itself, it's a basically healing energy to help practitioners who's working hard to make the world a better place. Those who's practicing loving kindness, compassion, warm heart. Those people need to live long time. The world will get benefited from those people. So those people need healthy body, so they can continue to develop healthy mind, which will benefit society, family. All right. So if it's possible, then you can visualize on your crown the medicine Buddha. If not, so then visualize from dark blue light, which symbolize healing energy of enlightened beings. blue in color on your crown. Right hand supreme giving gestures. That means like this. Basically, it's like not like this, it's like this. But again, here no need to worry about the details. If you can visualize, that's good. If you cannot visualize, just think about the bright, dark, bright blue light. Supreme right hand, supreme giving hand gestures, holding medicinal plant, which is called upala flower, but no need to worry about that. It's just some kind of plant that's symbolized, you know, like medicinal plant. Left hand meditative positions like this, sitting on like this on the lap. Holding a bowl. That bowl is filled with medicinal amrita or nectar. Which has ability to remove all the obstacles from the lifespan so that you can live up to the fully lifespan, you can live full life, or maybe you can use all your lifespan without any obstacles. Okay? Left hand meditative hands gestures on the lap, holding a bowl filled with medicinal nectars. Of course, there's no three different types of nectar. In this case, it's like medicinal nectar. So, generally speaking, there are three different types of nectars or amrita. In this case, the bowl is filled with medicinal nectars. Then slowly, the very image that you are visualizing is kind of melted into light through your crown chakra. Then of course, please also visualize, you know, that same image that you visualize in your crown, visualize that on your father, mother, your relatives, your pets, you know, like your friends, especially if they're sick, so you can visualize that. Then expand the visualization as much as possible. Then slowly the very image that you are visualizing on your crown and or your family member, your friends, pets. Then completely purify their physical sicknesses, mental difficulties, completely purify. Obstacles. Spirit harm, if you think that's spirit harm, no. Obstacles caused by human, non-human, different kind of, you know, spirit. Health problems, three disease, craving, all kinds of things, craving, anger towards others, ignorance, not knowing the fact or truth, completely purified. After that very image that you visualize on your crown melted into light, then dissolve to your crown chakra, so then purify all of them, okay, as I just mentioned, purify all of that. Either you or yourself or all others become medicine Buddha or become the, you know, the healing power, healing energies, okay, something like that. So then center of your heart, so then medicine Buddha, you know. Medicine Buddha mantra, like rosaries, like standing clockwise, center of your heart, medicine Buddha mantra. So then while you are reciting the medicine Buddha mantra, so then the light emitted from your heart, where the old medicine Buddha mantra is located now, form of light, while we are reciting the medicine Buddha mantra, then dark, bright, blue light emit, radiate.
Yeah.
Then explain your visualization vast as possible. So the minute the light touch those beings, heal. From anger, ignorance, craving. Alright. So then that's the medicine Buddha practice, very brief version of medicine Buddha practice, you know, easy to do. So then there will be a lot of benefit because, you know, here we are all reciting the medicine Buddha mantra, so they generate healing powers or energies that there will be ripple of impact on, our surrounding, so then far away from our environment where we live in. So first of all, the you heal. Then there's possibility someone else might get healed. Sitting near you, or talking to you. So that is interesting. Okay? Yeah, so then with that, so then we say the medicine for the mantra.
The verse of praise, Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light.
I think here, alhamdulillah, once again, here, you know, like when you see that some of you, like when you see the lower realm, of course, generally speaking, there are like six different types of realm. It's been mentioned in Vasubandhu text, Abhidhamma Kosha. In English, it's called Treasures of Knowledge, chapter number 3. The Vasubandhu explains this six different types of realms. So then the three of them is considered as a lower realm. We as a human, we go down. The way we go down is physically, mentally. When there's some physical health problem, the one way we go down. If there's some kind of negative mindset, minute we develop negative mindset, then we are kind of going low realm. Even though it's not low realm, they're listed in the Abhidharma Kosha, chapter number 3, is not necessarily that type of lower realm, but basically we are going down because you are not able to see anything good. You are seeing just negative, so that means you are going down. You are going lower, no? That could be lower realm. You are going to, we are going, mentally you are going to lower realm, no? Like, not able to smile, not able to say even just one positive word, not able to even think of something positive, just negative, physically, mentally, verbally, yeah. That is lower realm. Otherwise, what it is? It is not higher realm. It is lower realm. Doesn't have to be. It has to be after this life. Could be in this life. When you become like when you are thinking about the like welfare of all being, all living beings, then you are going up. You are going to higher realm, mentally. So that lower realm typically refers to three types of lower realm. But when you practically think about lower realm, yeah, doesn't have to be like, you know, like petal realms, animal realms, hell realms. So there's something I just want to explain, you know. When you see this, you know, stanza lower realm, yeah, of course it refers to three lower realms listed into Abhidharma Kosha chapter number 3 by Vasubandhu. But as I said, the minute we start to think something negative, when we become negative, we are going down. We are not going up, we are going down. And there's potential at the same time, you're not just yourself, you can drag a lot of people with you down. So then that's very unfortunate things. So then when you're going up, so that there's also like possibility that you may lift up many people, you may, you know, like lead them to the higher realms. Encourage them to think something positive, explain to them why it's important to think something positive, you know, why it's so important to be kind, why it's so important to be compassionate, why it's so important to be caring. You know, then, as I mentioned many times, you ask each and every person that appear on this screen, everybody else. This is fundamental thing. This is fundamental things that we need to understand in order to contribute for the better world, peaceful world. We have one crucial knowledge is needed. What is that knowledge? Nobody, including yourself, nobody. Once, even the smallest problem, nobody. Just think about that, nobody. When you look at your pet, dog or cat, that doesn't want any problems, that doesn't want any problems, even the slightest problems. Nobody wants even the slightest pain. Everybody's trying very hard to avoid. What is that? That's the fact. That's the fact. Nobody's content. Nobody's satisfied. Does that ring the bell? That sounds familiar? There are none of Choshe levels. Nobody content. Nobody satisfied. People who are making $1 a day, people who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a day, none of them, nobody's content. Nobody. That's a fact. Nothing to do with the Buddhism. It's just fact. Therefore, there's no difference between me and you. There's no differences. Oh, you can call me Tibetan. I can call you American. You can call me white. I can call you black, Asian, brown, or Muslim, Christian, Buddhist. Fundamentally, everybody looking for the same thing, same thing. Therefore, if you manage to develop altruistic attitude, you get immense benefit. Why? Everybody is looking for something good. Everybody looking for something good. Nobody is looking any problems. Therefore, it should not cause any problems. People will not appreciate. Nobody will appreciate if you disturb them, their mind, if you cause them problem. Nobody will appreciate. That's the fact. Therefore, just based on that fact, just think just focus on the welfare of other beings. Welfare of other beings. You get immense benefit. Oh. Then your true happiness begins. True happiness begins. Instead of thinking about all the time about me, not just me. Just one. Number wise, there's just one. Other. Limitless. That's how much you can get based on one and based on numberless. Then do the math. So that is, I think, I truly believe that is the fundamental knowledge that we need in order to contribute for the better world. Otherwise, we look at someone else, oh, that's not Buddhist, it's a Christian. Maybe I should have some distance. Oh, it's not American, or it's not my kind, maybe he should have some distance. It doesn't look like me, or doesn't speak the same language, or doesn't drink butter tea. Why you push someone away because they don't like butter tea? Because that's your favorite tea. Doesn't make sense. It's all this, you know, like how it's so much we just make up. We just make things up. Then we just quarter with that label. So all doesn't need to be that complicated, but we human make it more complicated. For sake of your own happiness, your life will be much better off if you manage to develop altruistic attitude. Sincerely, genuinely develop altruistic attitude and meditate on altruistic attitude. Then you will get you will get immense benefit. So that altruistic attitude in the Guide to Bodhisattva is Guide to Bodhisattva Way of Life. Shanti Deva, Master Shanti Deva mentioned in the Guide to Bodhisattva Way of Life. Don't remember which chapter, but the altruistic attitude, that's like altruistic attitude is like a very powerful horse. If you manage to ride that horse will eliminate all your sadness, depression, all your problems. That horse will bring you to happiness. Then Shanti Deva said, wondering, if someone has mind, why you discouraged to ride that horse? Why you discouraged to ride that horse? Why are you riding this horse all the time, which is like chronic disease, holding so tightly on me, you know. Rani chebazumi chongne know, so that's been doing this life all our life. Me, you know, holding so tightly on me, so then it makes you vulnerable. Not venerable, vulnerable. Holding so tightly on altruistic attitude makes you venerable and less vulnerable. Oh. But of course, easier said than done. Gisela, what are you doing about that? Of course, I've been thinking about that every single day. Gisela, did you develop bodhicitta? No. Answer is no. It's not that easy. Are you thinking about that? Yes, I'm thinking of every single day. I've been thinking about the quality of bodhicitta. I've been thinking about every single day. I've been thinking. How long? Depends. No. If he is very quiet, yeah, a couple of hours every single day. If there's something happens, so then maybe 1 hour. You know, every single day. Huh? Thinking, you know, like, Then hoping that one day when I see others, I'm very much hoping that one day when I see other beings, very much hoping that I will see no different than myself. So that's my hope, not different than myself. Oh, America doesn't look like me. None of that, no. Very much hoping that I will faster than will arise in my mind. I'm very much hoping, you know, referring on that every single time, what I'm hoping, I'm very much hoping eventually that I see, when I see someone else, I'm seeing them, someone else, like trying to avoid every difficulty and trying to achieve all the happiness. So that's what I'm hoping to see. So then I may not cause any problem to that being. You know, so probably I become much smarter for my own happiness. So I'm thinking what I can get the most out of that being, looking at them like through loving kindness, compassion, kindness. So that's what I'm hoping, you know, to look at people through loving kindness, compassion, kindness. So that's, I'm hoping that's how I'm going to get enlightened. Doing that by seeing, like that, you know. Otherwise, anyway, so do we finish the meditation Buddha practice or not?
No, we haven't said the mantra yet.
Oh, sorry. So there's the whole purpose of it. There's the whole purpose that lower realm has to be the next life. It could be this life, that when you start to go low. Well, how you go low? Oh, the minute you start to think something negative, you are going down. No good. Then not just that, you may drag other people with you. No good. We need to go up. Physically, verbally, mentally. So now it says the medicine for the month. Sorry for interruptions. No?
Eyata om bekanse, maha bekanse, raja samugate soha. Eyata om bekanse, bekanse, maha
bekanse,
raja samugate soha. Eyata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samugate soha. Eyata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samugate soha. Eyata om bekanse, bekanse, maha bekanse, bekanse, raja samugate soha. Eyata om bekanse, bekanse, Maha pekanse bekanse rasa samugate soha. Heyata om bekanse bekanse. Maha pekanse bekanse rasa samugate soha.
Oh yeah, wonderful, very good. So that is now productive, you know, like healing practice. So, so then now second amula. Prayer, go ahead.
Okay, so now the about the four measurables.
Four measurables.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the mantras. So now the first one.
Let's go. Please don't like. please don't think that Gisela is saying the same thing again and again every Sunday. Don't think like that. Because the very purpose of learning is to implement. You know. Understanding by studying, hearing, looking, understanding, then thinking, reflections. Then integration. Integrations. Without integrations, just mere knowledge. Mere knowledge doesn't get into reflections. There will be no reflection if there's no knowledge, nothing to reflect. You have to have knowledge. Just knowledge doesn't guarantee reflections. That you have to reflect on the knowledge. Reflection, just reflection doesn't guarantee integrations. So, you know, so that you need to put some effort on integration. Integration then develop or produce meditative experience. Heart moving experience. Something that moves from very deep down. Something that moves. When you say compassion, oh, something from very deep from your down is kind of something's moving. When you say word compassion, it's not just word. It has a lot of weights. May all sentient beings, oh, that word has a lot of weight. It's not just mere word. It means something very, very important. May all sentient beings. Oh. So that's the why. So please don't think that, oh, Gisela is just talking about the same subject again. Not just learning something new doesn't guarantee that your life will be better off learning. All the time learning and not really thinking about integrations. Oh, then nothing will change much. every Sunday what's new or what kind of new Krishna is going to talk. I have nothing new to say. Everything that I've been saying has already been said. So it's already been said. I'm just here repeating. Everything's already been said. Now is time for integrations. Integrations, whatever we learn, integrations, bit by bit, little by little. Meditations. Simple means thinking. If you are thinking, you are meditating. If you are just mumbling the words, not thinking, well, not really meditating. No, meditating is thinking. When minute you start to think, oh, then you are meditating. So now, love, first line of the four immeasurable. Not if it's become like, oh, tradition, or that's what we do every morning, every Sunday class, we just say. What it means, I don't know. Why you do, because that's what we do in Sunday class. We just do the number of prayers. What it means for you, I don't know. So that's not good. No, that's not good. Meditating, the first line is like guided meditations. You can use it as a guided meditation on love. How I make sure myself that I think about love throughout the day. How I make sure myself that I will think about the love throughout the day. So that requires some kind of meditation. Without meditation, it's hard to think about love throughout the day. What love means, what it means. Is love, compassion, is all about helping others. Why is it so important helping others? You get immense benefit. How much joy you get when you give yourself a gift. How much joy you get when you give to other people. Is there a difference? That says something. It says something. So there's the first line you can use the guided meditations on love. What are you hoping? I'm hoping that I can remember the importance of love throughout the day. That's what I'm hoping. Why you do that? Because I love myself. I love myself. That's what I do. That's why I meditate on love. I meditate on compassion because I love myself. I need to take care of myself. That is the healthiest way to take care of oneself. Meditating on love, compassion, then hoping throughout the day we can remember the importance of love, compassion, kindness. Then you can say, I love myself. You can truly say. What I'm hoping, meditating on love, I'm very much hoping that I will remember the importance of love throughout the day. That's what I'm hoping. When I'm talking to somebody, when I'm talking to my friend, when I'm talking to my family member, and I very much hope that I will be fully aware of the importance of love and compassion. Protect myself from the poison of anger. It's called poison. It's called disease. I don't want to get sick with anger. I don't want to get sick with the craving, clinking. I don't want to get sick with the ignorance, arguing about something, not knowing the fact, what's the truth. Oh, start doing for yourself. That's what you're hoping, So when I talk to my friend, when I'm talking to strangers, when I'm talking to family member, when I'm talking to roommate, when I'm with other people, we don't talk the same thing because we have different mindset, we have different interests. We each one of us different ideas. We talk and we get together. We talk, not we all talk about the apples same time. Some people talk about bananas, some people talk about apples, some people talk about cattle, some people talk about kale. You may not like the kale. Some people will talk about kale. Some people will talk about the benefit of eating kale. So you might be one of the person who refuse to eat the kale. All kinds of things happening. Oh, what are you hoping? I'm very much hoping that I will be fully aware of the importance of love, compassion, kindness. That's what you're hoping. Reciting four images of prayer. Then you realize you don't have to respond every single conversation that's happening. You don't have to respond. What is most important is like your most important things to you to remember the importance of love and kindness and compassion, sake of your own happiness. These are the most important things to remember. It's like responding every conversation that comes through your way. That's not important. It's not important. You just make it up. It's important. It's not that important. What is the importance to remember the importance of loving kindness, compassion? Oh, why? Everybody enjoys it. Everybody enjoys it. That's why. If you are doing something that everybody enjoys, what you get? You get immense benefit. You get immense benefit. That's what you're hoping. That's what I'm hoping. That's what we're hoping. That you will be remembered the importance of love, kindness, compassion throughout the day. Then you will be completely protected. Not just that, you may contribute for somebody else's happiness. You may contribute. But you never, ever become the obstacle for their happiness. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Why people don't like you? There's no reason. Because you never become obstacle for their happiness. Why they don't like you? There's no reason. No reason. It's the best you can contribute to their happiness. Because you are fully aware of the importance of love and kindness and compassion. Not just talk. You are fully aware. How that happened? All reflecting on importance of loving kindness, compassion, based on four images of prayer or practice throughout the day, every day. Every day thinking about the four images of practice. Oh, that's the result of being mindful about importance of loving kindness, compassion throughout the day. That's the result. That's the result. Judgmental mind will disappear. Judgmental mind will disappear. There's nothing to judge. Nothing to judge. It disappears. It's not that important. What is for you? What is important? Loving kindness, compassion. And you know exactly that's how you fill your heart with joy. You know exactly how to fill your heart with joy. Meditating and remembering the importance of love, kindness, compassion, that's end of the day, then your heart is filled with joy. Why? Because you are thinking about love, kindness, compassion, that's why. So that's the third imaginal line, joy. Of course you get joy, because loving, kindness, compassion produce joy. It doesn't produce pain, it produces joy. Anger produces pain because it's disease. It is pain, it is disease. it is poison. When you consume that, you will not feel good because it's poison. So then what are you hoping? Oh, throughout the day, I'm very much hoping that I will be fully aware that anger is poison. It is going to kill you. Killing is basically, there will be no life if you are not happy. What is life? There's no life. So throughout, what are you hoping? Throughout the day, then I'm very much hoping that I'll be fully aware. Make sure that I don't consume any poisons. Or make sure I don't get sick with the disease called anger, attachment, clinking, or not knowing the fact. These are called disease. Tuksum ne, tuksum. Three poison. It's called disease. If you want to be healthy, so you have to be fully aware. These are disease. Okay. So that's what you're hoping. Okay. So then day-to-day life will be better. What do you think? Day-to-day life will be better. Health is going to be much better because there's no anger, no clinking, more thinking, more thought about love, kindness, compassion. Yeah, why not? Life will be better. Why not? Doesn't make sense. Why not? So that's the whole idea. So that's what I'm hoping, reflecting on. Not just saying and thinking. And then hoping I will think again. I'm hoping that I will think again, not just think one time. Of course that I must think when I say I must think. Don't just go like, oh, may all sentient beings be happiness, cause of happiness, or did I finish my painting one day? There's no benefits. Of course, that you create merit, over merit, but the best thing is, why is it important to think? When you think, change takes place. That's how change takes place, if you think. What Shantideva said, Master Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Practice of reciting mantra, saying prayers, going around the holy object, doing postures, all of that, practice, meditation, etc. Doing this for a long period of time. Same thing with Chevanis. So then, it takes a long time to change to take place if you don't think. It's not saying that, there will be zero merit. No. It's not saying that. It's not saying there will be zero merit. There will be merit, but change. That will take long time to change to take place. Change. What do you mean change? Perceptions. Perceptions. Okay. So, Ramallah. So now, next time, all my friends here, first immediate or first line, meditate on love. Second line, meditate on compassion. Third line, then there's something to be joyful, something to be joyful. So then it's not just saying them, it becomes productive meditations. Okay. So now, how to do meditation log? How to do meditation log? What do you mean meditation? Meditation that now I'm not really familiar. I'm not very familiar about thinking about this. This is the first time I'm doing it. I'm not really familiar. Oh, so then I really like to be make familiar. Oh, familiarizations. That's the meditation. Familiarizations. You can think somewhere in India or Nepal or like poor countries, kids. Looking for food. Looking for food. Something like that. You have to know, think about something, something that somebody's looking for something in order to be happy. So then you are providing that mentally. That's how you meditate on love. Or your friend looking to be praised, not always criticized. You criticize all the time. No, that's not what your friend is looking for. Your friend is looking for some kind of praise. What they do, you know, not always become critical. Or maybe hoping for something, something like something that takes care of their life, something. You meditate on that. Doesn't have to go all the way to Nepal in India. No, something like that. You meditate again, 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 till you feel something, till you really feel something. Oh, so then that's how you meditate. Or compassion, or somebody's trying to overcome from something, some kind of difficulty, whether it's physical or mental difficulties, then you help that. So that's how to meditate on. So I think it's good, sometime maybe Chukila and Samula will just lead meditation on love and compassion, you know. So that meditation needs to be done in daily basis. Oh. So then the community will be better off, society will be better off, family will be better off, you know, like in meditations, you know, on loving kindness, meditation on love and compassion. So the Zapatu Rinpoche, I mentioned in like one of his loving texts, what is the name of the text, children, so it's called? Can you hear? Oh yeah, okay, oh yeah. A sign language. Anyway, Zapatri Rinpoche, one of the Nyingma masters, he composed one text like Lamrim. And in that text, Zapatri Rinpoche explains meditation on how the meditation has been done on loving kindness and compassion, you know. So anyway, so this meditation is good, it's good, it makes our life more healthier. So these are the four immeasurables, you know, because we say every single Sunday. So make it more meaningful, make it more meaningful. So next time when we say the four immeasurables, you have something to think about, you have something to meditate. Then even though you cannot say the word, if you meditate, oh, that's good, that's very good. That's very good. You have something to think about rather than, you know, just become like that is a part of the class. It needs to it has to have some meaning, okay? Oh yeah. And then so much been said, so now move on. So see here, like Ramla, one more, because somehow your life becomes so busy, especially in the West. No matter how things that we make to make it life more try to make things that makes life, original idea is to make life less busier. It become other way around. You know, so we have washing machine, we wash our, maybe save some time or whatever, like you do from hand, we don't put all the dishes, but it still feel like there's no time. Now, if you don't find time, meeting or love and compassion, kindness, you will never ever find time. You'll never ever find time. If you don't find time now, you'll never ever find time. We are not talking about the quantity. We are talking here about the qualities. Even the 5 minutes, it's almost impossible not to find 5 minutes just to sit quietly, think about four immeasurable. It's impossible. There should not be any excuse not to have 5 minutes. Oh, I can't find 5 minutes. How much time we spend going through Facebook, just flipping through. Not that was that. Just wondering about what people post. 5 minutes a day is impossible not to find. So we need to, you know, find time to do some meditations every day, you know, every day about loving kindness, compassion. Okay, oh my friend, but it's important. It's important. It needs to prioritize. You know, so somehow the life becomes so busy. So therefore, don't ever think, oh, that's all the practice so complicated. We need to do this and that and not that. Do what you can do. Do what you can do. Or don't do anything because it's so complicated. That is not good. You are doing nothing. Do what you can do. So that's why the next line, Mani Mantra, so easy to say. What could go wrong? Nothing. That's how you say, Om Mani Padme Hum. That's how it's been said. That's how it's going to be said in the future. That's how it's been said in the past. What's going wrong? Nothing going wrong. That's how you say, Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh, benefits. Benefits. Mind blowing. One of the Tibetan king wrote this 1,000-page commentaries on what? On Mani Mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. Now you wonder what there's to say about Om Mani Padme Hum, like 1,000 pages long. The Western version of book, it will be probably like 2,000 pages long book. The 1,000 talking about the Tibetan like traditional text back and forth. If that put into a Western page like this, there'll be probably close to 3,000 pages. About what? About Mani Mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum. Only 6-syllable mantra. What you can say about, like, what you can write about 4,000 pages about 6-syllable mantra? Oh, benefit. So first you need to see the benefit. So then there will be interest. If there's interest, then you may put some effort. If you put effort, so there will be some result. Manima, don't ever think, oh, my life is so busy, I have to go here, go there, you know, there, I have no time. All the practices I heard from Kadambasara sounds very complicated. No, Mani Mantra. How long it takes? Second. 10 seconds to say one mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. 10 seconds. Now, please be honest with yourself. You can say, oh, I can spare 10 seconds throughout my life. Or I can't find 10 seconds for Mani Mantra. That's impossible. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. Krishna, do you say money mantra? Yes, I do say money mantra. I'm not just asking you to say, and I'm saying zero. No, I'm saying. Like thousands of pages have been written of a money mantra. Lot of benefits, no? I'm going to say it again. Every single hair on this four-legged animal on this planet can be, you can count one by one. I'm not sure how long they will take, but you can count. The benefit of reciting one money mantra doesn't say how much money mantra, the benefit of reciting money mantra, the benefit or merit that you create saying money mantra cannot be counted. Now think about that. It's not that difficult to think oh, this life is meaningful. Of course, it's not that difficult. Will you be happy if you create that much merit? Will you be happy if you create that? If you create that much cause for your happiness, that's merit means cause for happiness. Money mantra. You know, so same thing. Tibetan lay community, they have family to raise, they have no field to, they have like field to take care, grow potatoes, grow all kinds of vegetables. Child to raise. How much they know about Dharma? Very little, very little. Is that good? Probably not good. Do they do any practice? Oh, they recite Mani Mantra. Every single Tibetan people, including kids, knows Mani Mantra. Or do you have a special class to teach kids? No. They learn from their parents. They hear from their parents saying all the time, Om Mani Padme Hum. Benefit. My mom say all the time, minister, like whenever they come back from work, so you know, I get a holiday every 3 years, go to see my parents, maybe 2 months. So when I go there, when they come back from work, my mom grab the mala and always recite Mani Mantra. Like that. Need to say, so easy to say, you know, Mani Mantra. So you can do the same thing. Don't ever feel like, oh, there's nothing I can do. That's all the practice, whichever practice I hear from center, it looks complicated. So then, no, just say Mani Mantra or Mani Padme. And you can meditate. So then that mantra, it helps you to, how is it, be more compassionate. That's called compassion mantra. So much benefit. Then you will feel good. Of course you will feel good. You know, definitely you will feel good. Because the reciting Mani mantra, you know. So that's the next, you know. So you do what you can do. You do what you can do. You know? Like, it's too much to expect. It's also unrealistic expectation to just be happy doing nothing. That's hard. You are not going to feel so good doing nothing. You know, so like, so need to do something that makes you feel good, makes your life meaningful. Your presence on this planet is something meaningful because you are contributing for a better world every day. May sound small, but it's not small. It's not small. Saying Mani Mantra one time is not small. It's not small. may sound so easy to say, maybe there's no benefit, wrong. There's like tons of benefit saying Mali mantra. I'm not trying to encourage you to minimize your practice. I'm not, what I'm saying is here, if you can't do this much, you can do small things. Have a lot of benefit. You know? If someone out there doing a lot of practice, it's wonderful. This is really good. This is wonderful. There's something to be rejoiced. You know? If you can't do this much, don't like say, oh, then end up doing nothing. That's no good. No, do something. Something. You know? Make sure that the well is not get dry up. Make sure that every day just one drop goes there. Make sure that the well is not dry up. Even though you cannot pour like whole glass, make sure every day one drop goes there. If you can pour a lot of them, continuously, that's wonderful. I'm not like discouraging you to do small practice. I'm encouraging, you know, if you see somebody out there doing a lot of practice, something to rejoice. We all get benefit. You know, so don't do nothing because you can't do big thing. So then there's no good. Mani mantra. Just say, you know, when you're cleaning, just say mani mantra. So then be aware of the benefit of reciting mani mantra. You know, so then think about compassion while you're reciting mani mantra. So then that's good, you know, doing something. So then you feel good because you are doing something to feel good, you know. Otherwise, you know, it's hard to... You can give your feeling to somebody else, even though you wish. You can give. You can take their problem, like, you know, when you have thorn, when you get high, say, thorn, walking in the garden, all of a sudden there's some thorn gets there, you can pull it out. You cannot do that with other people's problem. You cannot pull other people's problem like that. Because of, you know, this kind of complicated. You can't give your experience, meditation experience, even though you wish you want to give your meditation experience to somebody else. You cannot give. But you can develop. You can say something. Somebody can encourage you, explain to you the benefit that you do. You get benefit. Oh, okay. So mani mantra, you know. So don't. Please don't think that I'm going to do nothing because I can do big things. No good. You can do small things with the big. As you can do small things with a big heart, altruistic attitude. Altruistic intention, bodhicitta. I'm going to next 5 minutes, I'm going to say 21 mani mantra and thinking about the benefit of all sentient beings. Oh, that makes you feel good. Makes you feel good. Look, then when you look, okay, today I did say 21 mani mantra, then I thought about the benefit of all sentient beings. Oh, that makes me happy. Okay. Oh, don't have any time left now. Sorry, so much been said before I finish the prayer.
Just a couple of minutes, Geshe-la.
Sorry, so there's so much been said. So, not so much been said. Because it's necessary. Necessary, especially nowadays, necessary, you know. Which direction you turn, unfortunately, nothing much positive things to see, to hear. At least that you can do something for yourself. So that's what we need to know. So no matter which direction you turn, and not just that, then unfortunately, sometimes it makes people sick. You see, because there's so much stress, then it makes you sick. You know, so this is a difficult time. So difficult time, we don't think something negative. We try to think something positive. from the positive. So that's the most beneficial thing to do. Most beneficial thing to do. At least it will change your, it will contribute to your mind. So then hopefully, you know, it will help the society, you know. So yeah, if you become like kinder, happier, when you go outside, somebody meet you, well, that kind of makes other people, that makes other people day, because they, oh, I met somebody at the park, so sweet, so kind, smiling, say, how are you? That's the benefit. You know, well, I went to the park, I saw somebody looks like angry. It doesn't make me happy. It makes me happy. Oh. So sorry that it took so much time. So it's important now, you know, like everybody's like this whole world. So much happened, yeah, people went through so much the whole year, so much still going on. So we need to think about, you know, loving kindness, compassion for the sake of your own happiness. Okay? So then hoping that you will watch less news, that makes you a lot of stress. You have choice. You don't have to watch. You have choice. So if that makes, if that, you know, like, there's no benefit. So that's you have choice. So, but, you know, some people, when they watch, they are like sponge, everything they observe. Some people just go here, there. So then people who observe everything, then sometimes it makes them sick. So sick, then it's not good. It's really, I'm not just saying, it happens, you know, it makes people sick. Of course it makes sick, like there's a lot of stress. It makes you sick, you know, so much been happening now, probably going to happen. If you just focus on that, yeah, there's so much stress that you develop, then, you know, then you are one of those persons, observe everything, yeah, it kind of makes you sick. So then we have choice. You could just focus on the money mantra. You don't have to watch news all day long. You can just watch one time. So the rest, then you can say money mantra. So that's better, much better than watching news, Monday morning, okay? So we all pray for the better world. And this coming Tuesday, so there's, Domasi, this coming Tuesday?
Yes, Gesla, Tuesday evening at 5:30.
Hmm. What's happening?
Tuesday evening at 5:30, we're going to be joining in an effort that's going on all across the country to have a memorial for COVID victims. So we will meet here on Zoom and we will say Mani Mantras and Shanti Deva's dedication prayers.
And I will see you on Tuesday. Sorry that I'm supposed to end the class a little bit earlier because there's some kind of announcement. So I was carried out by this four immeasurable Mani Mantra. So sorry. And to begin with the Medicine Buddha mantra. Please bear a few more minutes here, okay?
Thank you, Geshe-la. I've been asked to talk a little bit. Just a moment. Okay. I've been asked to talk a little bit about why I support Kadapa Center for our annual appeal. You know, I called myself a spiritual orphan for the first two decades of my adult life. I knew I was a spiritual person. I did a lot of reading and searching and saw, you know, read a lot of beautiful things, but I really didn't know where I fit in. But the very first time I came to Kadapa Center, I knew I was home. And over the years, it's become more clear to me, you know, why this is my home. And I get so much benefit because Kadapa Center is here. I've been able to study Dharma, starting with, you know, really knowing nothing about the basic concepts to really being able to do some deeper exploration
of this beautiful practice, because Kadampa Center is here. Right in my backyard, I have Geshe Gelug and Geshe Tsongpo, who are so knowledgeable, so wise and gentle. And I know them and am able to learn from them and serve them because Kadampa Center is here. I have access to this wide range of amazing texts that are translated into English by FPMT. So it's possible for me to study these things directly, and I can do that because Kadampa Center is here. I've been able to learn from and meet directly powerful teachers like Lama Zopa Rinpoche and Khyentse Rinpoche, Geshe Gelug and Geshe Tsongpo's teacher. That's been available to me because Kadampa Center is here. I've been able to learn from a wide range of Western teachers, Venerable Robina, Venerable Amy, Venerable George, Don Hendrick, Venerable Renee. I have access to them because Kadampa Center is here. I'm a member of a deep and broad Dharma community where I learn from others and their experience, and we support each other and we debate together and we learn from each other. And I have that because Kadampa Center is here. We even had His Holiness accept an invitation to visit Raleigh. It didn't work out, but he accepted the invitation, and that happened because Kadampa Center is here. So I know I'm not an orphan anymore. I have a strong spiritual family and home, and that's because Kadampa Center is here. So I support Kadampa Center because I want it to continue to be here, not just for myself, but for others. So I encourage you, if you found a home here, to join in supporting our home. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Nyingma Lumaze. Wonderful. Thank you. So all the people out there, so many of, so you probably you know, most of you know each other, so many of them, you know, even some of them probably don't really come very often to the center, but each and every one of you contribute in so many different ways, so many years, and for the center. So I remember each and every one of you, so as I always said, I pray every single day, you know, for your long, healthy, happy life, and that may you success any spiritual practice that you do in your daily life. May you be very successful in your spiritual practice, and may you have long, healthy, happy life. And I'll make sure every single day, all the lights that lit on my altar, that never goes up 24/7, 24 hours. You know, every single day, I'll make sure I dedicated, you know, whatever merit that I create, I dedicated for well-being. I've been praying for you. And thank you so much, all the help that you've been providing for the center. I was here 20 plus years. You've been, you know, helping to the center. And many people, you know, do so many work, so many things. Behind the scenes, you know, so many things that, and I remember almost every one of them, and I pray for their well-being. So anyway, so bottom line, thank you very much for your contribution for all this year, all 2020 plus year. So then whatever ways you can continue, please do. This is not Geshe Gelug Center, this is our center. The center doesn't belong to me. So I don't own the center. Center is our center. We own the center. I don't own. I only teach here. That's all I know. Everything else is run based on voluntary. So there, you know, there are so many people to name, each and every one of you on the screen. So contribute in so many ways. So, and thank you so much. So then, so see you Tuesday. So then we'll start in the class with the Shanti Deva dedication. So how about the Shanti Deva dedications? And all the people, let's go one thing, one 30 seconds. All the people back in Patagonia, so nice to see you. So then I very much hope when the virus situation comes down and you go around this enlightened stupa, 35 feet enlightened stupa, you know, so funded by children, Alexander, so kind, you know, so kind to people in Patagonia, so kind to me many, many years, you know, so just want to say thank you to all the people Patagonia, so you can go around, you know, so, and create merit, okay, to use, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you so very much, old friend, and back in Patagonia. Hasta luego. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you,
Geshe-la. Gracias.
Let's go. Where's the Luis?